Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir English Podcast. The change Pakistan needs is a new politics and a new state based on revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. In the last few years, the suffering of Muslims of Pakistan has increased manifold due to economic hardship. Moreover, the same period has seen increased political chaos and instability and the failure of governance in Pakistan. The state and its institutions are absent, indifferent, and disinterested in solving the problems faced by the masses, resulting in more misery for the people. The political paralysis and instability which Pakistan is witnessing today is the direct result of a failed politics, which the ruling political class practices, inspired by the Western conception of politics. The politics adopted by the PTI, PMLN, PPP, and other political parties revolves around seeking power at all costs, as well as securing the interests of the ruling politicians, generals, and higher judiciary, in the name of slogans like civilian supremacy, rule of law, and the rule of the masses. This politics has revolved around politicians, generals, and judges fighting each other for more power and share of resources, which they can appropriate for themselves. This is a politics of making deals, serving Western interests and international institutions, passing laws which secure extensions and offices for generals, politicians, and judges, and rewarding political loyalists and financiers of political parties. Nothing but the total rejection of the current politics, which is based on seeking power, and the adoption of a new politics based on Islam will end the misery of Muslims of Pakistan. Pakistan needs a new politics which focuses on taking care of the affairs of the people, a politics which is based upon implementing the Islamic Sharia, where the rulers implement the rulings extracted from the Quran and the prophetic Sunnah, and where the Ummah accounts the ruler for his negligence in implementing Islam, a politics which views the interests of the Ummah as defined by the Islamic Sharia and which protects the Ummah from the scheming and plans of the Kafir colonialists, a politics which is centered around unifying the Ummah's economic resources to be spent upon all Muslims, a new politics which seeks to unify the Ummah's military strength to liberate occupied Palestine and Kashmir, a politics which focuses on carrying the message of Islam to the whole world, a politics which produces rulers who are caring guardians of the Ummah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi wal amiru ra'a." والرجل راع على أهل بيته والمرأة راعية على بيت زوجها وولده فكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. All of you are guardians and are responsible for your wards. The ruler is a guardian and the man is a guardian of his family and the lady is a guardian and is responsible for her husband's house and his offspring. And so all of you are guardians and are responsible for your wards. Bukhari. Along with a new politics, Pakistan needs a new state adopting the Western political system of governance. Democracy, the current state, allows politicians to make laws to protect their own interests as well as the interests of their Western masters. Powerful business interests influence the legislative process and government departments to adopt laws and policies which subsidize the capitalists. The three-tiered federal state structure paralyzes decision and policy-making. Provinces and local governments held by different political parties seek to undermine each other and the federal government. This division of power also allows rulers in all tiers of government to absolve themselves of the responsibility to look after the Ummah's affairs. Punjab's resources are not made available for flood refugees of Sindh, while the federal government does not help the flood refugees of Sindh, Balochistan, and KPK because the ruling PMLN doesn't see them as its core voters. Elections every 5 years and the right to dissolve governments and legislative assemblies has created continuous political instability in Pakistan, which paralyzes the state on the external front. The Pakistani state is continuously dependent on loans from foreign powers and international financial institutions, which impose strict economic and political conditions, making Pakistan's economic and foreign policy subservient to foreign powers. In the new state, the second Khilafah Rashida on the method of the prophethood, the Ummah elects the Khalifa for life and gives him bay'ah on the condition that he will implement the Islamic Sharia and carry out jihad in return for the ummah's obedience. The Khalifa is removed if kufr buwah, open kufr, becomes apparent in his implementation. This brings political stability and allows the Khalifa to adopt long-term policies for the betterment of the ummah. The Khalifa is the one who appoints walis of provinces and amils of cities. They report to the Khalifa, and the Khalifa is answerable to the ummah for their performance. All the citizens of the Khilafa state are guaranteed rights according to the Islamic Sharia and not on the basis of their race, ethnicity, or political power. The Khalifa cannot make laws. He is bound by the Islamic Sharia and must implement laws derived from the Noble Quran and the Prophetic Sunnah. Islam prohibits Muslims from submitting to a kufr authority. It is not allowed for the Khilafa state to be part of international institutions, whether political or financial, where kuffar have authority over Muslims, and Islam has strictly prohibited Muslims to take assistance from kuffar in the affairs of war. Thus, the new state, the second Khilafa Rashida, will govern us based on revelation and implement laws and policies revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Noble Quran and the Prophetic Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَاحْذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ عَن بَعْضِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Judge between them by what Allah has sent down, and do not follow their desires. Beware of them, lest they should beguile you from part of what Allah has sent down to you. Surah Al-Ma'idah 49. The Khilafah is the political structure of Islam. It is not allowed for the ummah to be without a khalifa beyond 3 days and 3 nights. It is obligatory upon Muslims to appoint a khalifa, grant the bay'ah of obedience to him, and assist him in the implementation of Islamic Sharia and carrying out jihad to spread the message of Islam to the whole world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كانت بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء كلما هلك نبي خلفه نبي وإنه لا نبي بعدي وسيكون خلفاء فيكثرون. قالوا فما تأمرنا؟ قال فو ببيعة الأول فالأول أعطوهم حقهم فإن الله سائلهم عما استرعاهم. بنو إسرائيل used to be ruled and guided by prophets. Whenever a prophet died, another would take over his place. There will be no prophet after me, but there will be khalifas who will increase in number. The people asked, O Allah's Messenger, what do you order us to do? He said, obey the one who will be given the pledge of allegiance first. Fulfill their rights, for Allah will ask them about their guardianship. Bukhari. O officers of the armed forces of Pakistan, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought a new vision to humanity, based on revelation from the Lord of the worlds. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, established a new politics, a new state, and a new society, which shone as a beacon of light for the whole world. However, he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was assisted in his mission by men of power, arms, and steel, the blessed people of Ansar, radiallahu anhum, who used their power to give nusra for the establishment of the first Islamic state. Today, this Shari'i responsibility falls on your shoulders. Come forward with your material support, Nusra, for a new vision for the Muslim world. Give your pledge of Nusra to establish the second Khilafah Rashida on the method of the Prophethood, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and earn the pleasure of your Lord and success in this world and the Akhirah. Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya of Pakistan.